Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are tuned in to Radio Islam International Medium Wave 1548 coming to you live from our Linasia studios this evening. We do have on the line Maulana Bilal from the Sanha offices joining us this evening for the live call-in program. Maulana Bilal, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Maulana, as well as the listeners? We hope everyone is well.
Alhamdulillah, Maulana, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, no complaints at all.
Maulana, before we kick the program off this evening, some words of wisdom for our listeners.
Yeah, alhamdulillah, you know, just speaking to the kids as well this morning, you know, send her from time to time, goes to school to raise awareness about halal in the industry. You know, amongst the Muslim learners as well, you know, something that's inculcated at a very young age, alhamdulillah, we say that the effects thereof, you know, it will be throughout the person's life. So, you know, just in very simple language to the very young learners, but very profound messages that was put across by Haji Muhammad Sahib this morning, you know, to the learners at the Muslim school. And that, you know, the benefits of halal is that one gains the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is pure and He loves it which is pure. And on the other hand, the harms of haram, the person of it, go very far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Becomes difficult to believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person, in fact, incurs the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by indulging in haram. So, you know, to be careful, especially in our day and age where there are so many doubtful things in the market, you know, to always, before purchasing anything, before consuming anything, to ask oneself, you know, how do I know that the salat is halal? On what basis, you know, am I buying the salat or purchasing it, or am I consuming it? Because the ingredients that are found in the food industry today, you know, it really takes expertise to uncover different sources of ingredients.
Okay, Jazakallah for that, Maulana. Now, listeners can get in touch with us on 011-854-1548 this evening. That's our live call-in line. Alternatively, you can send me a WhatsApp on 072-786-1548, where I'll be reading out your halal-related queries to Maulana Bilal from the Sanha offices. Maulana, Jazakallah for that words of wisdom there this evening. We're going to go straight to the WhatsApp line now. Is Skittles and Beacon Mint Imperials and Pringles halal? So let's start with Skittles, Maulana.
Skittles, unfortunately, at the moment we are still waiting for some confirmation regarding certain ingredients. Once we do have that confirmation, then we'll be in a position to advise. With regards to bacon mint imperials, yes, they are halal suitable. Pringles products as well, for the South African market, they are manufactured in Malaysia. They are certified halal in Malaysia. Unfortunately, there is no halal stamp on the product, and therefore we do receive a lot of queries about them. But yes, there is no objectionable ingredients used. They are halal suitable.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. Another one on WhatsApp, Maulana. The clover fruits of the forest stewed fruit flavor, is that halal? Yogurt.
Yes, that's product is halal suitable.
Okay, and another one coming through on WhatsApp is Pediasure halal suitable, made by Abbott Laboratories.
Yes, that is halal suitable as well.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. Another one coming through is a close-up toothpaste, the red and blue one halal.
Yes, it is halal suitable.
And another one coming through on WhatsApp, the original oven fresh biscuits, is this halal?
Okay, I'm going to need to know what exactly the brand name is, as well as perhaps who the manufacturer is.
Okay, and another one coming through is Tic Tac sweets halal?
Yes, they are halal, so come on.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. Maulana, now onto our Facebook page, actually. They want to know, is the Woolworths peeled and diced tomatoes halal?
So if it's just plain tomatoes, right, it's just a plain product with some salt added, some preservative in the form of sodium and light, then there won't be a problem with that.
Okay, another one coming through on WhatsApp, is the crunchy chocolate halal?
Yes, it is halal, so to go.
And another one coming through, which custards are halal?
The ready-made custards, you would have the palmolet, first choice, the clover, as well as altamont. These are all halal suitable. Powders, you know, the common powders that you find, these are also halal suitable.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. Another one coming through on WhatsApp. Salams, is the Nutriday medium fat fruit yogurt halal, not the smooth one?
Okay, the one along with fruit are not halal suitable. They do contain gelatin as a stabilizer, but it's clearly marked in the ingredients. So all the fruit yogurts, not fruit flavored yogurts, but flavored yogurts are not suitable, but the ones with actual fruit juices inside are not.
Okay, another one comes through on WhatsApp. Which jalapeno sauces are halal suitable?
Oh, there are many. If you look in the market, simply look for the products that have the Sana Halal logo. I can think of Western Source, one of the biggest manufacturers in South Africa. All the jalapeno sauces are certified halal by Sana.
Okay, and another one coming through on WhatsApp. Is the Woolworths Biltong halal?
With Woolworths, what would happen is that Woolworths would outsource the manufacturing of the Biltong product to other companies. Where that company happens to be certified halal by Sanha, then our halal logo will appear on the product. Unfortunately, if the company is not certified by Sanha, then you will not see the Sanha halal logo on the product, which I think is the case here. I'm not aware of any of the certified clients manufacturing for Woolworths Biltong product, and therefore we will advise caution.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Another one coming through. Is the chocolate-coated Oreos halal?
Yes, they are halal, so to that.
Another one coming through. The Haagen-Dazs cookies and cream flavor?
Unfortunately, to date, no substantial disclosure from Haagen-Dazs, so we cannot give any guarantee for their product.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Listeners, can interact with us via our telephone lines this evening on 011-854-1548. Alternatively, you can send me a WhatsApp on 072-786-1548. Where I'll be reading your halal-related queries out to Mulana Bilal from the Sanha offices. Mulana, another one coming through on WhatsApp. Is the Woolworths carrot cake with cream cheese frosting halal?
Again, Woolworths outsources the manufacturing of this product, as I mentioned earlier with regard to Biltong. Where the Sanha logo doesn't appear on the product, unfortunately we cannot give a guarantee. And especially with bakery products, one has to be circumspect. There are many hidden pitfalls when consuming a bakery item. Perhaps the person would look at the ingredients and think that the ingredients are quite simple, the product would be halal. But one still needs to look at the environment in which it is baked. What else are they making at that site? Are they baking pies, for instance, with meat inside? There would be a lot of cross-contamination in the bakery environment. The first thing I always ask is, what type of brushes do they use? If there is no halal certification at the bakery, they wouldn't worry what type of brush they're using. And most brushes are made from animal hair, most likely pork hair.
Okay, and then the person also wants to know, what can you advise when guests bring the certain cake to the house? That's in question of the carrot cake and obviously the Woolworths chocolate cake. They want to know, what can you advise if a guest brings this to their house?
Well, I think, you have to give them advice. It's just a case of the person not being aware, of the pitfall. This is not like common knowledge, So perhaps advise the person. That in today's world, the complexities in the food industry, it's not so straightforward, like in the past where it just, where everything was, made up of simple ingredients. And in a nice way, advise the person, obviously, not hurting their feelings, but explain to them your position on this particular issue.
Okay, now we move to the telephone lines, Marana. Caller, you're live on here. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Your question, brother?
Is five-star chocolate halal?
Yes, five-star chocolate is halal suitable.
And Pringles?
Pringles is also halal suitable.
And Mentos?
Mentos products, there are some that are not halal suitable. They do contain a color which is derived from crushed beetles. So the flavors which have this color is the grape, the cinnamon, the sour mix, the berry mix, the rainbow, strawberry yogurt, and the cherry yogurt. The other flavors, like the mint, the lemon, the fruit flavors, the orange, strawberry, these may be considered.
Is the chip is halal and the sweet?
So the gums, some of the gums do have gelatin. Unfortunately, we have not received official information on the others, so we advise caution.
Okay, and Orbit?
Orbit gums are all halal suitable.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Mulana, back to the WhatsApp line now. Which mushrooms are halal and is it necessary to see if mushrooms are halal or not?
Plain mushroom products would be deemed halal. that's the fresh mushroom product. However, you know, if you have mushrooms that are canned or mushrooms that are processed in some way, and then in that case, we would need to investigate further exactly, you know, what processing aids are used, what additives are added, and so forth. But generally, plain mushrooms are all halal. Obviously, not the ones that are poisonous.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Back to the phone lines now. Caller, you are live on air. Assalamu alaikum. Caller, you are live on air. Your question?
Is Chocomo chocolate biscuit halal?
I didn't get the brand name there.
Chocomo.
Chocomo.
Okay, is that a South African product or is it an import?
I'm not sure, but it has the Sanha logo on it.
Okay, I haven't come across the product, but inshallah we'll investigate further, and next week inshallah we'll verify whether it is certified or not, or if you want to answer the problem, then please do contact us.
Assalamu
alaikum. Salam. Well, I'll just maybe clarify the email address for Sana, so they can perhaps send through that query to you guys.
Normally at the end of the program I do mention the contact details. But our halal outline is 0861-7661 on our planet, and I will tell them for that.
Okay, now back to the another caller. Caller, you're live on air. Assalamu alaikum. Your question?
I just want to find out, machachos, is it halal?
Most of the machachos outlets are certified halal by Sana. But not all of them. So if you could please be more specific.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. So perhaps they could contact the specific branch and obviously ask them which certification body they're using. Well, now back to WhatsApp. Is Ferrero Rocher halal?
Yes, they are halal, certainly.
Then another one coming through is the Darling Amasi halal.
Yes, it is halal, certainly.
And also the Rhodes and Qualities chopped and peeled tomatoes, is that halal?
Yes, it is halal, certainly.
Okay, and another one coming through, just downloading a picture. Okay, that's... Is the Cadbury hazelnut pieces halal?
Cadbury products which are manufactured in South Africa are halal, suitable. This is with the exception of the Easter egg marshmallow product. If the product is imported, in that case, we will need to investigate it further.
Okay, another one on WhatsApp. Are all the Mentadent P toothpaste variants halal suitable?
Yes, they are halal suitable.
Okay, back to the phone lines now. Caller, you are live on air. Assalamu alaikum.
I didn't catch it, one on the machachos.
Hola?
Machachos as a franchise, they have a working relationship with Sanha. We do certify many of their stores, if not the majority of the machachos outlets. However, with regard to the specific machachos outlet that you want to know about, that's closest to you, if it is certified halal by Sana, then they should have the Sana certificate at the store.
I think we lost that caller, but what Malana is basically saying is to contact the closest machachos or the machachos that you would like to know about, and obviously they will be able to clarify with regards to who certifies them. Malana, back to WhatsApp, is Tinky's halal?
We do advise caution.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Another one coming through is the Ola Feast ice cream halal.
That ice cream is an import. It's not certified halal by Sanha, and unfortunately we can't give a guarantee on its status as it's manufactured in a facility where they have no controls for halal at all.
And another one, Maynard Jelly Babies.
Maynard Jelly Babies do contain gelatin. We advise caution. We advise consumers to please stay away from it.
Okay, and Puffs Marshmallows.
Mark, if you could please repeat the brand.
Puffs. P-U-F-F-S. Puffs Marshmallows.
Okay, I haven't come across this brand, but marshmallows are generally manufactured from gelatin. And gelatin is always from animals. So again, please do exercise caution.
Okay, we have another caller. Caller, you're live on air. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Your question, brother?
I want to find out about the King Kong Mortadella porridge. It's a Tiger Food brand. Is it halal?
Yes, Mortadella porridge is halal, so to go.
So this line is very faint, can you?
The porridge is halal, suitable.
It is halal, so
to
go. Okay, JazakAllah
for that. Well, now back to WhatsApp. The This person wants to know the Sally Williams nougat, almond nougat and macadamia. Is that halal?
Yes, it is. In fact, it is certified halal by Senha. If you look closely on the product packaging, you'll see the Senha logo on there.
Okay, and another one coming through, the Zayla Biltong. They say it does have the logo, but they're not sure if it's halal.
Zayla Biltong products are certified halal by Senha.
Okay. Another caller, caller live on air. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, yourself?
Alhamdulillah. Dairy made ice cream, the 1.5 liter lemon cheesecake ice cream. Lemon cheesecake ice cream, 1.5 liter, dairy made.
Okay, the dairy made products, merchants just need to check whether they are manufactured in South Africa by R&R ice cream product. And so just check the packaging on the back of the product. Unfortunately, they had a problem with the printers and the product do not bear the Senha logo due to a printing error. But most of the products that are manufactured in South Africa are in fact certified halal by Senha. So just please verify that the product is manufactured locally and then it is halal.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. Mulana, on to the next caller. Caller Lavani, assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Your question?
Is the chappi's name Beaches Halal?
Beaches do contain gelatin. Unfortunately, we can't give a guarantee for that.
Jazakallah.
I mean, Jazakallah for that. Mulana, back to WhatsApp. Is the Today Donuts Halal?
Can't give a guarantee. They are not certified halal by Senha.
Okay, and this person wants to know which marshmallows are halal.
We certified a brand called Candyland. This is imported from Pakistan. It's available at Marhaba Trading and other Muslim-owned sweet shops. The other brand is Kaylee's. This is also available at CMA, Biscayne, and some other retailers. You can pay as well. Kaylee's marshmallows.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. Back to the phone lines. Call it live on here. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Your question?
Maaf. Just want to find out Pudra biscuits as well as OT's candy or OT's marshmallow cereal.
Baker's Pudra biscuits are halal suitable. The OT's which contain marshmallows are not approved by Senha, again because they do contain beef gelatin.
Alright, Jazakallah. Jazakallah for that. Mulana, another one coming through on WhatsApp, they want to know, is the Mike and Ike the Mega Mix? Is that halal?
Yes, it is halal.
Okay, and then another one coming through, the Carmian Kiddies and Babies Organic Rooibos Tea. Is that halal?
What is the brand name?
Carmian.
Okay, we haven't come across that product yet. We need to do an investigation. If you can please follow the details to our offices, inshallah, we will check for you further.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. Another one coming through on WhatsApp is the White Rabbit Sweets halal.
White Rabbit Sweets do contain gelatin. They are imported from China. Unfortunately, we cannot give any guarantee that it is halal gelatin. Therefore, we will advise caution. Rather, stay away.
Okay, another one coming through is Buster's halal. Seems like, I think it's an imported product. A cola product, candy. I'm not sure. Busters.
Is there any details of the manufacturer?
There's no manufacturer. It seems like it's an Jojo. J-O-J-O. Jojo. Busters.
No information at the moment. We'll need to investigate it, inshallah.
Okay, and another one coming through is the beef Pringles flavor halal.
Yes, it is halal, so to
then another one coming through, the Cadbury Fingers. Is that halal?
Yes, sir. To date, we haven't been able to get information. It is an import from the UK. We're still working on it.
Okay, another one coming through. Any of the Mr. Sweets products? Is that halal?
The ones without gelatin. Alhamdulillah, we do have some soft eating gums so that do not have gelatin. We've got some licorice products which do not have gelatin. Some juices as well. So all these products which do not contain gelatin. Although most of the products do contain gelatin and the revised portion.
Okay, Mulana, another one coming through is the Pillsbury and Golden Cloud Cake in a mug halal.
Yes, both those products are halal, absolutely.
Okay, another one coming through, can we eat the first choice strawberry and chocolate mousse pudding mixtures?
Yes, you can.
Okay, another one coming through, Can you just maybe recap the dairy milk hazelnut pieces, is that enough?
So what we get is product. If it's an import, we will need to verify further. If the product is in fact manufactured locally in South Africa, then it could be halal suitable.
Okay, and just wrapping up, Milana, on WhatsApp, the Maynard gums, is that enough?
Some of the gums are halal suitable because they do not contain gelatin, but most of the gums do contain gelatin and are not halal suitable.
Okay, and the final two, the fantasy bubblegum or ball gums, is that halal?
Yes, that is halal.
And also, just to recap on Skittles, Milana, all flavors, is that halal?
So Skittles is still under query. There are some ingredients that we require clarity on. Inshallah, as soon as we have clarity, we will be in a position to advise. I was just thinking, you know, at the beginning of the show, someone asked about crunchy. And I can remember, you know, 3 years ago, I think, for the first time doing this, the Radio Islam program. And at that time, we also had a question about crunchy, and Walana Ridwan, right? You know, he used to be the presenter for the program. And at that time, we had the information. So it's taken us almost 3 years in this specific case to get the information. But it's not from outside.
Okay.
It's the manufacturer, you know.
Yeah.
3 years of persistent deviation when we got the information.
Okay. No, understood. Jazakallah so much, Walana, once again, for joining us. Just your final comments?
The main thing in today's life, you know, anything that a person does must be done on the basis of knowledge. You know, so, فَسَلُوا أَهْلَ الْجِكْرِ. You know, ask the people of knowledge if you do not know, إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. So, anything in life, any endeavor in life, always seek the advice of the people of knowledge, seek the advice of our elders, and even when it comes to, you know, something as mundane as our consumption, we all have to eat, we all have to drink. But living in the complex modern world where we don't manufacture or we don't prepare our own food, we have to also ask the people of knowledge. You know, so pick up the phone, please do give us a call, 0861-786-001. Send us an email, outline@senna.org.za. You can also find us on social media, that is Facebook, Instagram, and on Twitter as well. Jazakallah khairan.
Ameen, Jazakallah Mulana, and Jazakallah once again for joining us as you do every Monday evening for the calling program. Hope to speak to you soon, inshallah. That was Sanhaz Mulana Bilal joining us all the way from the Sana offices this evening, you know, clarifying all your halal related queries. From myself, Muhammad Amin, and my engineer, Hafiz Hanzala, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.